Did you know that physical inactivity increases your risk of death by up to 30%? And are you aware that not moving enough can be as bad and as dangerous as smoking? Think about that for a second. Sitting at your desk all day long, working away, could be just as harmful to your life as smoking is. You're listening to the Learn It All podcast, the podcast where great leaders aren't born or made, they're constantly in the making. I am Damon Lemby, CEO of Learn It, a live learning platform that has upskilled over 2 million people over the past three decades. Today's episode is part of a special five-part series on workplace wellness. Our series is going to consist of topics such as physical activity, sleep, healthy eating habits, I could definitely use that, changing the way you think, and having an accountability partner. Today's episode, we're going to be focusing on physical activity. I'm joined today by Bindi Delaney. Bindi's from Australia. She's run an Ironman triathlon, which she has bragging rights forever. Bindi's been in the health fitness industry for over 15 years. She's been on every side of it, from being a personal trainer to a health coach. And then on the flip side, she's helped educate people on how to be a health coach and a trainer. And today, as I mentioned, we're focusing on physical activity. And Bindi's going to share with us her three strategies to getting your body moving more. Bindi, welcome to the show. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks, Damon. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. And this is a very important conversation and topic, physical activity. And so let's just start off. Can you give us a story?
Yeah. So there's some really awesome statistics. I mean, you started with one about inactivity, right? And how dangerous it is to be inactive. But I like to think of some of the statistics too around gym memberships. So I had a look at a few recent stats, and the biggest few that stood out was Americans spend over $397 million a year on abandoned gym memberships. Another statistic for Planet Fitness said 60% of their members don't go into the gym in a 30-day stretch. And another one from 2021, it said 67% of people never even use the gym membership that they are paying for. So you go into the gym, I'm sure you've heard of your January goals, right? You go into the gym in January, it's crowded. And then by February, the crowd is starting to thin out. And I just think those statistics are a little bit alarming. But I'm totally guilty of the same, right? I'm a health coach, a personal trainer, a teacher, as you said, who teaches others. And I've been in those statistics multiple times. You know, I'm on that train, right? Of up and down, up and down.
Totally, yeah.
So what about you? How about some of your struggles with exercise?
Well, we all have them. Let's put it this way. My struggles consist of I think I'm probably on the 30-year plan of not showing up for my Planet Fitness membership. And I remember seeing somewhere that I think it was Equinox or somebody wouldn't sell January memberships, right? Because they didn't want it to be a fad at some point a couple of years back. But no, I totally get it. My struggles are, you know, just being mindful and making sure that I don't get locked in at my desk all day long. So how do you recommend people go about changing this?
Yeah. And I think starting with those statistics of gym memberships, I think is such an important part because it's putting your mindset into thinking of how is a different way that you can exercise, right? Just like you said, you don't want to get locked into your desk. So when we kind of put that idea that in order to move and in order to exercise, we're meant to join a gym, right? And we're meant to go to something structured and we're meant to spend 45 to 60 minutes exercising. If we can change that mindset, we might actually find that we'll move more where we go, hey, if I can just do, you know, 5 minutes of something, that is way better than doing nothing at all. And I think one of the biggest things, so I've got three different strategies that will help you get moving more. And I think number one is walking. Right? Walking is just such an amazing stress relief. It's, you know, once you get into 5 minutes of walking, you can actually begin to stimulate that anti-stress effect. And there's also that idea that if you're having a challenging day and maybe you've got some emotional things you're working through, it's also a great way to kind of enter into a way to feeling better without using, you know, mindful techniques or sitting down and doing relaxation.
So I'm a huge fan of walking. And is it Bindi, can walking be considered as good of exercise as running?
So I think as you begin to age, definitely running is going to take a backseat. Even myself, I can't run anymore. I like to say I did all those kilometers and miles in the Ironman and that's it. I had to retire. So walking is a really great way that you can still get the cardiovascular benefits. You're still getting your blood pumping. You're still getting your heart working and you're maybe not putting as much stress on your joints. So it can be a really good alternative. If you want to get a little bit extra hot, you know, heart rate going, and it's safe enough for you to do so, you're not going to sprain your ankles or, you know, blow out your knees, then running can be a good addition. But walking is just something to think about, like, where can you incorporate it in your day? Right? If you've got kids that you can incorporate that walking with, can you change up how you go to the grocery store? Can you change up how you commute, right? Like where could you just even add more walking without just actually going outside for a walk? It's just such a accessible way to get moving if you can to add to your day. So walking, number one's my big strategy.
My one tip on walking is over the years, people at Learn It would like to say, go on a Truman walk with Damon. I guess President Truman back in the day always liked to do a bunch of walking and talking meetings. And I kind of try to be mindful of that myself. And when I can, if I don't have to be stuck on Zoom or Teams, is just telling somebody, hey, can you give me a call on my cell phone and just try to get outside and have those, get an opportunity to get, you know, 500 to a 1,000 steps in, or not 500 steps, but maybe 1,000 to 2,000 steps in. Before we move on from walking, is it still true that people need 10,000 steps a day? Is that a good place to?
I think that's a great place to have a goal. I think, though, you really have to question what you're already doing, because sometimes having a goal like that is so lofty for someone that then they just choose not to do it. It almost becomes a roadblock goal. So I think 10,000 is an amazing goal, but if 5,000, if 2,000, if just getting out of your chair is one of your goals, then I think that's so important to just take the small steps and actually make it more realistic for you. It might even be that your small goal step is actually just to get some walking shoes, right? It mightn't even be the 10,000 steps yet. So I think it's really important to have a goal, but to make it something that is so achievable for yourself that you can keep going and get there and then maybe work up towards something larger like 10,000 steps.
I love it, because what I hear you say in there is everybody's goals can be different, right? When it comes to this. And if you shoot for the moon to start with, that can be overwhelming to you and you just give up. So maybe start small and go from there.
Yeah. And that leads me to my number two, right, on a way to get moving more is exactly that, with starting small, but finding what it is that you actually like. Right? Is it, maybe it is walking, maybe it is swimming, maybe it's dancing, maybe it is a gym membership, maybe it's structured exercise, maybe it's having a personal trainer, right? I'm not here to say go and buy a gym membership. It can be quite expensive, but if we can alter the way that we think about things. So one thing that I always like to say to people close to me, if they're, I don't want a gym membership, it's too expensive. But let's say you need that for accountability, right? For going in. I like to have people think about, okay, if I have to pay for exercise, if maybe walking isn't something that they're wanting to do, if you think about the cost, right? How many times a week might you buy a coffee out, Damon? How many coffees might you buy out a week?
Well, I got a pro tip on that, and that's find a coffee shop that gives free refills. So the answer used to be 14 times a week. Okay. Now it's 7 first thing in the morning. I know it's like $3 or $5 here in Sausalito, but at least now I get a free refill. But let's go with 7.
Okay, so 7 a week. Or we might even like think about like how many beers or glasses of wine or something we might buy out, right? Like we might go out to dinner a couple times a week and then have, you know, maybe 2-3 beers over those times, maybe a few more, whatever you're doing. But those costs of coffee, right, or the costs of drinks out, we never sort of sit down and tally it to a monthly cost too often, right? And go, okay, well, I'm spending, you know, when you might tally it up, okay, maybe you're spending $80 a month on drinks, on coffees each month. And actually a gym membership at 24-hour fitness is only $45 a month. So we kind of forget that we don't necessarily always want to spend money on exercise. So whether it is, you know, a dance class or a yoga studio or something else that might help motivate you and something you really enjoy, we need to kind of separate like our mind of going, I don't want to spend money on that, because we tend to kind of forget and not scrutinize sometimes where else we put our money into other habits as well. So I think that one's an interesting one just to think about. You know, like find really what works for you and maybe piece it out as like, okay, it's only going to cost, you know, $7 this time to go and do that, and compare it to your cup of coffee and see the cost difference.
And see the cost difference as well for your downtime. If you're not feeling good, you don't take care of yourself and you miss work or you have to go to the hospital. I mean, you could look at it that way. That's another perspective on shifting your mind shift on it.
Exactly. Not even the financial part, right? The actual health benefits too. Yeah. My last tip on moving, and I know we've talked about walking and you kind of alerted to it a little bit before, but trying out walking meetings. I don't do it enough. I don't think that many people do it. I like to hear that you've been doing it sometimes. I know it can be a little distracting, but if you can sort of, if you're the leader of a team, you know, you be the person that says, all right, everyone, get off your laptops and let's just dial this one in and go for a walk and be that leader to have everyone enjoy that walk and that meeting in a different way. I think it can be really refreshing to try something like that, especially if you haven't done that before. So yeah, again, third tip coming in there is try out that walking meeting. I think it might brighten your day.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of stole your thunder early on by bringing it up, but it's true. Get out there and do some, you know, walking meetings. I think it's, you've been on a call with me with the guy we work with, Blake Williamson, who actually, he takes it a step further. He has his own walking treadmill and it's at a very slow pace. But when he's doing calls, Zoom calls, he actually walks the entire time. You know, at first you're like, what's going on here? But I mean, it's a great way to multitask, so to speak, gets moving in.
Yeah, fantastic. And I should mention though, if walking is something that is not accessible for you, there are some other ways as well, right? You can get like the paddling motion things going. So you can do maybe some upper body stuff as well. There's sort of the upper body bike, right? Where you can use your arms or rowing or something like that. I've never been on a meeting with someone on a rowing machine before, but that could be fun.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun. That.
Maybe a swimming meeting. We've got underwater cameras now.
No, that's great. That's great. Any more tips?
So those are my big three. So walk, or, you know, swim, paddle, or ride if walking's not for you. Be the leader. Try lead your team into bringing some movement into your meetings and really find what works for you. So look at it as getting moving, not as a, you know, I have to spend all this money to do it. Just look at it as though you're moving and that's the most important thing.
No, that's great. So to summarize it, number one is walking. Just get out there and the pure act of walking really helps you. So number two is find something that works for you, whether it's playing tennis with somebody that's going to help keep you accountable or swimming. You know, just find something that you enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, you're going to have a harder time trying to figure it out. And number three, which we touched on several times, which I think is really important, is have walking meetings. Take advantage of the time you have at work and do something that's healthy. So Bindi, thank you so much for today's tips. And if anybody would like to connect with you and to learn more, what is the best way to go about it?
Sure. So I am spearheading our Small Steps Wellness Program at Learn It, where you can come in and learn with me in our workshops and also do individual health coach sessions with me to really help you change some of those habits with some small steps, small goals, and really help it stick. And having a look, you know, at analyzing movement and looking at what you can do every day to maybe up that movement and stick to those targets. So it'd be wonderful to see and everybody join me in that Small Steps Wellness Program.
Awesome, Bindi. Thank you for the three tips. And for our listeners out there, if you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review. It's super important for us to get out there and rate and review the Learn It All podcast. And until next time, stay curious and keep learning. Thank you.